This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The bipartisan commission looking into the September 11th terrorist attacks is putting the finishing touches on its 18-month investigation. Its report will include more than 500 pages of detailed findings and recommendations. It will be released next week to the President, Congress, and the public. The September 11th commission will call for sweeping changes in the way the nation gathers and shares intelligence and how it confronts the terrorist threat. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The commission will provide the most detailed report to date about what went wrong on September 11, 2001, and how the country can avoid similar attacks in the future. Democratic Commissioner Tim Romer says it will be an exhaustive account.
A compelling, riveting story about how 19 people with $450,000 and a plan about how to attack the most powerful country in the world killed 3,000 people, caused $100 billion of damage to the economy, and continue to pose one of the most significant threats to our country.
For weeks now, the commission's five Democratic and five Republican members have been poring over the final draft, fine-tuning conclusions for what they fully expect to be a unanimous report. As chapters are completed, they're being sent to the White House for security reviews, a process commissioners say has so far gone smoothly. Many of the commission's findings about what occurred on September 11th and in the preceding months and years have already been made public in 17 interim staff reports. Commissioners say the final report will contain few major surprises, but much greater detail and extensive footnotes. Romer says it will portray a government and country ill-prepared for a major terrorist attack.
There was a national failure on September the 11th across the board, from the CIA and the FBI to Congress and their role in oversight to two administrations not doing enough to target al-Qaeda and understand the threat.
The commission has found that signs of a growing terrorist threat were often ignored, and warnings of impending attack were met with bureaucratic inaction or miscalculations. Information that might have revealed the hijacking plot was allowed to slip through the cracks, and when the attacks did occur, aviation and military officials were confused and uncertain how to respond. Firefighters and emergency workers were hampered by poor communications. While members of the commission have declined to talk about the panel's specific recommendations, Republican Commissioner John Layman says the areas that need to be fixed are clear.
First and foremost, domestic security and the intelligence community as a whole, how it operates, the people, the personnel, the security structure, the sharing, the fusion of domestic and foreign intelligence.
The panel is expected to recommend strengthening the nation's intelligence gathering efforts, possibly by creating a new director of national intelligence. It's also expected to call for better sharing of information among government agencies, as well as with state and local officials and the private sector. While the commission looked at the possibility of creating a new domestic spy agency, it appears likely to call instead for bolstering counterterrorism efforts inside the FBI. The commission will also propose ways to tighten border and aviation security, and it's expected to recommend that Congress establish permanent committees to oversee homeland security. Some of these measures have been proposed before, but commissioners hope their report will provide a much-needed boost.
We're not suggesting that we have all the answers, but I do believe that our recommendations will be seriously considered.
Democratic Commissioner Richard Benveniste thinks the panel's dramatic hearings in recent months have helped to build public support for its work. The panel hopes that will translate into pressure on Congress and the administration to act. Commissioners have already begun to work with lawmakers on possible legislation to implement some of their recommendations. But they also recognize that this is the middle of a presidential election and that some finger-pointing over who's to blame for the failures on 9/11 is inevitable. That's one reason the bipartisan panel wants to be unanimous, even if it means toning down some of its findings. Commissioner Romer thinks the election could in fact be a plus if candidates feel a need to show their commitment to dealing with the terrorist threat.
If we can't seriously discuss that in an election year, in a presidential year, then we're maybe in deeper trouble than even the reforms that we need.
The commission plans to launch a major public relations campaign once the report is released, most likely by the end of next week. The final report will be available on the Internet. The commission has also contracted with publisher W.W. Norton & Company, which plans to have more than 500,000 copies in bookstores across the country on the day of the official release. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.